This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back John Curtis, co-owner of Intracoastal Brewing Company, Kyle Smith, also co-owner, and Rick Nimitz, the O'Galley Rotary Chairman of the Rocky Water Brewfest, third year.
Third year. We are excited.
Start out with talking about the Rotary and what you guys do.
Okay. O'Galley Rotary is a civic organization. We are in the O'Galley area. This event is our big fundraiser for the year. We use this money to support nonprofits in the area like AMI Kids and Children's Home Society locally, as well as a couple international ones like Solar Light for Africa. So this money is just used to give back to the community. And a lot of these organizations are based here in O'Galley area.
For a lot of nonprofits, raising money is a big challenge, but this is a super fun way to raise money.
It is. And it's just a great way to bring the community together, make people aware of our causes, as well as drink beer. Who doesn't like doing that?
So, John, let's go to you. When and where are we going to have the Brewfest?
This is going to be the O'Galley Square off of Highland and O'Galley Road. It's going to be October 8th, 1 to 5.
And how can we get our tickets? Is it going to sell out?
Yes. This year, I think we're going to come out to the selling out point. You can get tickets online at Rocky Water Brew Festival, or you can buy the tickets in Intracoastal Brewing Company.
And obviously, there is an age restriction.
Yes, it's 21 and up.
Tell us about some of the highlights of the festival.
Well, this is the third year, like we said before, and we're really excited. We have 32 local Florida breweries. The unique thing about this brew festival is that these are breweries that are coming with unique beers that you can't get anywhere else at a brew store or at a grocery market. So you get the taste of all the Florida breweries that we're bringing, and you're not going to have these beers ever before.
A lot of the breweries will actually send their brewmasters, so you can actually talk to the folks who
craft
the beer.
Yes, it's a Rocky Water Brew Fest, but it's also a brewer's fest. So what we have is all the brewers and brewer's assistants that come out there. So not only are you tasting great local Florida brew, you're actually to be able to interact with the brewers and ask them questions every once in a while and kind of get into their brains a little bit. So that makes it unique that way as well. Along with the 32 breweries, we're going to have 5 food trucks. So it's going to be a nice pairing of unique food and unique beers, along with live entertainment from Moringa Tango.
Kyle, I guess there's a Friday night party. Can you tell us about that?
The Brewfest is Saturday, but Friday night before that, October 7th, we have a Welcome to Brewers party that we do every year at Intracoastal Brewing Company on O'Galley Boulevard. This year, it's going to run from about 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. We have a couple of bands coming out. Vintage, Hot Pink will be playing that evening. And we'll have food trucks on site as well. So it should be a good time.
And is there an admission charge?
This is free and open to the public. So anyone's welcome to come by anytime during that that day and night.
It'll feature Intracoastal Brewing Company's beers, but will the participants in the Brewfest be there also?
They will be there, but their beer probably won't be on tap until Saturday at the festival.
Along with the 32 breweries, there's going to be 5 food trucks that are going to be serving gourmet food down there. So it's going to be a really interesting a mix of great beer and great food.
Super. So once again, this is the Rocky Water Brew Fest. It happens on October 8th in O'Galley Arts District. And you'll have the band shell area cordoned off, and that's where the events will be.
Yep, right there in the square. And we'll have some live entertainment in the band shell as well for the festival.
Super. So tell us again where we can get tickets.
You can come to the brewery on O'Galley Boulevard to get your tickets, or go to rockywaterbrewfest.com and get your tickets there.
All to benefit the O'Galley Rotary Club and the good works that they're doing. You can hear this interview on our website, plus link up with the website for tickets. It's all at wfit.org.